Rotarians and ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your kindly inviting me in this important meeting of very respectable gentlemen of the city. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, jat jat acharati shrestha tat tat eva itare jana sa jat pramanam kurute lokas tat anuvartate. Jat jat acharati shrestha. There are leading men in every society, in government posts, in educational institutions, in business, and so many other fields. In every field of activity, there are leading men. That is natural. And in the Vedas, we understand the supreme leading person is God. Nitya nityana chetanas chetanana eka bhunam vidhati kama. Leader must be accepted. Just like father is necessary, similarly leader is also necessary, guru is also necessary. So, according to Vedic version, we can understand that the supreme leader is Bhagavan, the supreme personality of God. God, a person. The conception of absolute truth as given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabda. The absolute truth is realized from three angles of vision as the impersonal Brahma, the localized Paramatma, and the Supreme Personality of God. Then, this Bhagavan, this word, is used at the end in the matter of describing the nature of absolute truth. So, those who are trying to understand the absolute truth by philosophical speculation, they can reach up to the impersonal Brahma effulgence of the absolute truth. Similarly, those who are trying to find out the absolute truth within the heart, dhyana vastita tad gatina manasa pashyanti jam yogi, they are generally called yogis. And the philosophical speculators, they are called jnanis. Jnani, yogi. So the jnanis, they reach up to the impersonal Brahma effulgence. And the yogis, they reach up to the localized aspect of the Supreme Person. Ishara sarva-bhutanam riddhesa arjuna tishtati. Ishara, the Supreme Person, is within your heart, everyone's heart. Sarva-bhutana, not only human being, but also animals, trees, insects, aquatic. There are 8,400,000 forms of life. So, in each and every living entity within the heart, there is a presentation of God, who is known as Paramatma. So, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Sabda. At last, Bhagavan. bhaga. Bhaga means opulence. And ban means possession. So, the possessor of the opulences in full is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is described in Vedic literature as Krishna, all attract. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. There is a list of different incarnations of God. Even Lord Buddha's name is there. So, in the conclusive portion, it is said, Ete Chamsakala Pungsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. All this description of the incarnation, they are plenary portion or portion of the portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the name we find here as Krishna, he is the Supreme. Krishna Sri Bhagavan Sam. Sam, he is the original personality of God. Similarly, we get information from other Vedic literatures, just like Brahma Samhita. It is written by Lord Brahma. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present on this planet, he collected the copy of this book from South India, Adikesha Mandir, and presented it to his devotees, that it is authorized book. There were 100 chapters of this book. Unfortunately, they are missing. This is only the 5th chapter, but it contains the essence of theology. So in that book, Brahma Samhita, the beginning is Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarva Karanaka. The Supreme Person or Ishara. The word Ishara means controller. So, everyone is controller. All of you are present here. To some extent, every one of us is a controller to a limited extent. But here it is mentioned Ishara Parama. Parama means ultimate. We are controller, every one of us. But we are controlled also. That is our position. Nobody can say, all the gentlemen ladies present here, nobody can say that I am controller absolute. That is not possible. Everyone is relative control. But if you try to find out who is the absolute controller, then he is Krishna. That has been analyzed by great scholars in the Vedic Shastras, by the Goswami. And this is the statement of Lord Brahma, who is supposed to be the first creature within this universe. So, he says, Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Ishara, the supreme, ultimate controller, is Krishna. And he is Vigraha. Vigraha means person, a body. Just like we have got body. Similarly, the absolute Supreme Person has also body. But his body is different from ours. Satchitananda Vigraha. His body is eternal. Our body, this material body, is not eternal. Sat-Chit. His body is full of knowledge. Our this body is full of ignorance. And Ananda is full of joyfulness. In the Vedanta Sutra it is said, Anandamaya Vyasat. The Supreme Person is always joyful, Abhyasa, naturally. So our this body is not Anandaman. It is rather always miserable. Therefore, we must distinguish the body of the Supreme Person from our body. When sometimes in the Vedic literature it is explained as God has no form, that does not mean He has no form. He has a form which is different from this form. Nirakar. Nirakar means not this akar. We can distinguish because in the Shastra it is said that Sat-Chit Ananda Vigraha, eternal, blissful and fully cognizant. He knows everything. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Vedaham Samiti Dani. Krishna says, I know everything, past, present and future. That is knowledge. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is also stated, Janmadasya jatha annayat itaratascha arthesu abhigya. He knows everything. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said also, Khetragan chapi mana vidhi sarva chetresu bharata. Khetragan. Khetraga means the proprietor of the body, the owner of the body. Just like you are spirit soul, owner of your body, I am also spirit soul, I am owner of the body. I know to some extent the pains and pleasure of my body. You know to some extent, because we are not. Although I am the proprietor of this body, still I do not know how the body is acting, functioning, why there is pain, why there is pleasure, so many things we do not know. Partially we know, although I am the proprietor. If there is some defect in the bodily function, I cannot detect it, I go to another person, a physician. So, although I am proprietor of this body, I do not know exactly what is functioning, how it is becoming in a happy condition or in morose condition. So, but supposing that I know everything, but still I do not know what is happening in your body. That is not possible. Therefore, it is concluded that we are individual. You are individual. I have got my individual pains and pleasures. You have got your individual pains and pleasures. So you are individual person, I am individual person. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is also individual person. Nitya Nityanam. This is Vedic information. We are plural number. Nityanam. Chetanas, Chetananam. He is the supreme living force amongst all other living forces. So therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita also it is said that when Krishna was advising Arjuna in the battlefield, he said, my dear Arjuna, all these persons, you and me, and all these persons, it is not that we did not exist in the past. Neither it is so that we shall not exist in the future. This is so. These three things are pointed out. You, me, and all these soldiers and kings. So all of them are individual. All of them are individual persons. And Krishna, the Supreme Person, he is also an individual person. But what is the difference between Krishna and us? The Krishna, as it is stated in the Vedas, ego, that one similar number person, vidudhati kaman, ego bahunam vidudhati kaman, he is supplying the necessities of life to all these plural number living entities. So, therefore, he is the supreme control. Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhi Govinda, Sarva Karana Kar, and he is the cause of all causes. Just like I am born, the cause is my father, and the cause of my father, his father, my grandfather, and go on searching. His father, his father, his father, and then you will have to reach the original person, Brahma. Then if you try to find out who is the cause of Brahma, then you will find that his cause is the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And what is the cause of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu? Then you will find Karanadakshaya Vishnu. And Karanadakshaya Vishnu, the cause is Sankarsana. In this way, you will find ultimately Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cause of all causes. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartati iti matya bhajante mana bhudha bhava samannita. I am the cause of all causes. The Vedanta Sutra says, who is the absolute truth? Adhāda Brahma Jignyāsa. The Vedanta Sutra means to inquire about the absolute truth. This human form of life is meant for inquiring about the absolute truth. Jīvasya Tattva Jignyāsa. That is the duty of a human form of life. It is a very big subject matter. So, this human form of life we have got after so many evolutions, aquatics, then trees, then plants, then insects, then birds, then bees. Then we come to the platform of this human being, especially civilized human being, and especially born in India. For this reason, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Indian people have got a special mission. He said, Bharat Bhumite Manusha Janma Hoila Ja. Anyone who is fortunate enough to get his birth in Bharatvarsha, Janma Sartha Kori Karo Karo Bhuta. Paropakar, Indians are meant for doing welfare activities to others. Because in India, you have got the culture which is actually human culture. Human culture means to understand God, to understand Krishna. That is human culture. Otherwise, if you simply improve the four principles of animal life, that is not culture. Ahara nidra bhayamantulancha samarna metat pusili narana. Eating, animal eats, we also eat. And if we make some improvement in the eating matter, that is not advancement of civilization. Similarly, in sleeping matter, a dog lies on the ground, we lie down in very silk bed and very nice apartment. But we are thinking this is advancement of civilization. No, This is not advancement of civilization. The advancement of civilization is that why I am put under the material laws. Janma mittu jara vyadhi dukkha roshanu darshana. One must be competent. Everyone is trying to live. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to take birth. He's afraid of dying and again entering into the womb of mother. But less intelligent class of men, because they cannot make any solution, they make a wash off. Oh, there is no life after me. No, that's not fair. That's not fair. There is life. In the Bhagavad Gita, I find Dehinasmi yatha dehi kaumana yauvanam jara tatha dehantaram prati dhirastattu namiye tatha dehantaram. Just like we have got different types of body in this life. I was a child, I was a boy, I was a young man, now I have got this old body. So as I am existing after changing so many different phases of body. Therefore the conclusion should be that after annihilation of this body, I shall exist. And it is confined in the Bhagavad Gita. Na hannate hannamane sarire nitta sasatayam na hannate hannamane sarire. After destruction of this body, actually we are not going to die. Our subtle body, the mind, intelligence and ego, that is working as it the subtle body works during my sleeping position. Similarly, this body may be, gross body may be annihilated, but my subtle body carries me to another gross body as I deserve. Krishna, or the Supreme Lord, is very kind. As we deserve, He gives us opportunity. Any kind of body, any kind of enjoyment we want, He gives us the opportunity. All right, you take this body and you want it to enjoy like this, all right, you enjoy. Matta smriti jnanam apohanancha sarvasya chaham vidishannivishta. He is sitting in everyone's heart as the super soul, and even if we forget, He reminds, oh, my dear living entity, you wanted to do this, now you do it. This is the process going on. But unfortunately, there is no educational system throughout the whole world about the activities of the soul, how He is working in different evolutionary process, what is His ultimate goal of life, where from His time, where is God, what is His relation, so many things we have to know. But we are placed in ignorance on account of blind leadership. We do not know the problems of life. We are blind and we are led by other blind leaders into still blindness. Visatam tamisam punah punah chari vitachar vanana matinna krishne parato sato va mitho vipaddeta vihapritana adant govhi visatam tamisam punah punah chari vitachar vanana adant govhi. Our senses are uncontrolled. So our senses are dragging to the darkest region of existence. We do not know that. But we are simply chewing the chew. We do not try to solve the problem of life. We are simply chewing the chew. The so-called sociology, politics, or humanitarian work, it is simply chewing the air. Just like we are trying to open a hospital. We think it is a very great task. But we do not think that how to get out of the disease condition of life. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. So there are so many things, problems of our life we are neglecting. Everything is very clearly described in the Bhagavad Gita, it is being explained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. We should take advantage of these lessons in the Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, in the foreign countries, before me, many other Swamis went, tried to explain Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is very well known book of knowledge in America and Europe and other countries. There are many translations. But the Bhagavad Gita, such translation is taken as a mental speculation. They do not take it seriously, that this is the statement by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, and it cannot be commented with my poor knowledge. What I have in comparison to Krishna? He is Srikalagna. He knows present, past, future, everything. What do I know? So my interpretation, just like Kurukshetra means this body, or the five Pandavas means the five senses, if we interpret in that way Bhagavad Gita according to our means, we'll never understand what is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. We have to learn Bhagavad Gita as it is. Otherwise we'll miss the opportunity. Just like Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra is still there existing. Everyone you know, while passing through Delhi to Punjab side, you will find the Kurukshetra. The field is also there. It is a very big field. And in the Shastra, in the Vedas, it is said, Kurukshetre dharma macharet. So people go as a place of pilgrimage. So you cannot interpret Kurukshetra otherwise. Kurukshetra should be accepted as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, dharma kshetre kurukshetre. Then you will understand Bhagavad Gita. Everything is there. Our request is, you are all respectable gentlemen, ladies present here, that kindly try to read Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then you will understand the problems of your life, the solution also there. The solution is there, and the ultimate end of Bhagavad Gita speaking, sarva dharman parityajya mami tam saranam vraja. That is the ultimate solution, that we have to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of God. That is all, because every one of us in this material condition, we are trying to become master, ultimately to become God. That is a maya, that is illusion. We cannot become master. We are servant by constitution. Every one of us sitting here is a servant to somebody. Nobody can deny it. Either he may be servant of his family or his community or his country or so many things. If one has no master, then he keeps a dog to become his servant. That is the nature. We are all servants. Our thinking that I shall become master, that is maya. So our ultimate goal of life is to become in our original purpose, servant of God. That is our perfection of life. That is called mukti. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that mukti hitva anatha rupam swarupena avastiti. Mukti means when you give up our artificial way of life. The artificial way of life is that we are trying to become master. That is artificial. We are not master. Constitutionally we are servant. But that servitude is interlinked the service of the Supreme Law. Krishna said that mama imamsa jiva bhuta. All the living entities, they are my part and parcel. So just like this finger is the part and parcel of your body, similarly, we are also part and parcel of the body of the Supreme Personality of God. There are so many descriptions it takes a long time. I don't wish to take much of your time. The just like our part of the body is this head. The part of the body is the hand. The part of the body is the belly. And the part of the body are the two legs. So the head is considered to be the brahminical portion of the society. And the arm is considered as the kshatriya portion of the society. And the belly is the vaishya part of the social body, and the legs are sudras. So in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, chaturvarna maya system gunakarma vibhag. So as you require to keep your body completely fit, you require your head, you require your arms, you require your belly, your legs. Nobody is lower or higher. Of course, comparatively, when we see that the head is more important than the leg, but you cannot do also without leg, neither you can do without head. Everything is required in the social body. Therefore Krishna said, chaturvarnam maya system gunakarma vibhag. So this scientific social system, a class, intelligent class of men, should be the head of the society, and the fighting class or the martial class of men, they should be the administrator. And the productive class, merchants and industrials, they should be the belly of the society. And the liberal class, they should be the legs of the society. This is the idea we get from Srimad Bhagavatam. So if we try to follow the already perfect statements in the Shastras, and would be applied in the our practical life, then the whole human society will be perfect. Otherwise, if we do not follow the instruction which is perfect already there in the Shastras, we manufacture or concoction, the social order will never be perfect, and there will be always a confusion that is going on. I have seen, I have traveled all over the world, especially in America. They are the richest country, but there is a confusion now. The younger section, they do not like to live like their father or grandfather. They want a different body, different life. They are joining this Krishna consciousness movement because they are in search of such thing, perfect thing. They are fed up with this materialistic way of life. Therefore, it is not that I am playing something magic. It is the need of the present day situation, present day civilization, that people want Krishna consciousness, spiritual advancement. So if we can administer the spiritual advancement of life in the proper way, as they are in our Vedic literatures, so we can contribute, greatest contribution to the world, and that will glorify India's name. If we simply imitate them, or beg from them, then India's position is always remain as beggar, because we are already known, the nation of beggars. Because our ministers go there to ask, please give me this, please give me this, please give me. Nothing to contribute. Here it is. Still, Krishna consciousness, we can contribute to the whole world. Please help this movement. Thank you very much.